Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin today's show with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra. Although it is a septet, this album is titled The Democracy Suite, and we are going to hear the opening track, Be Present.
Thank you.
You heard two tracks featuring the great Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. The last one you heard was a Joe Farnsworth album, one of the best albums from last year, released late in the year. That one is entitled Time to Swing, an appropriate title for this album. And Joe Farnsworth, a great drummer. He is accompanied by Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Kenny Barron on piano, and Peter Washington on bass. We heard the traditional tune, Down by the Riverside. And we started out the show with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, released this year. The name of the album, The Democracy Suite. It is a septet album, does not have the entire Lincoln Center Orchestra. And we heard the track, Be Present. All right. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, here on WWUH. Let's continue on. Last week, I played a show made up entirely of San Diego musicians. I wanted to play a couple other tracks featuring two of the people that are central to the jazz scene here in San Diego. First, you're going to hear from Gilbert Castellanos. I just discovered this album. It was released back in 2006. The name of the album is Underground. We're going to hear Marlowe. And after that, we are going to hear from bassist Rob Thorson. So let's start with Gilbert Castellanos and Marlowe. Thank you. You just heard two tracks from San Diego-based musicians. The last one you heard, bassist Rob Thorson. His album from 2009 is Lasting Impressions, and we heard the Charlie Parker composition, Dexterity. And before that, we heard from Gilbert Castellanos, trumpeter heard on both tracks here, but here as a leader from his album Underground, we heard Marlowe. Next up, we're going to play something new from Emmett Cohn. The name of his album is Future Stride, and as you might infer from that title, it is a fusion of stride music with a very modern sound. And then we're going to continue on with a classic from Dexter Gordon. Thank you. A beautiful tune done by Dezron Douglas and Brandy Younger, a bass and harp duet. Dezron and Brandy, both graduates of the University of Hartford's Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz, and they have a new album out entitled Force Majeure, and that album made several of the best of 2020 lists, including Rolling Stone magazine. And congratulations to them on the success of that album, recorded in their apartment during the pandemic. The name of the album, Force Majeure, we heard This Woman's Work. Before that, we heard from Dexter Gordon from the album Go, a classic. The name of the track you heard was Cheesecake, and we started out that set with Emmett Cohn from his album Future Stride. We heard the title track on that one. I get many requests to play Indian jazz fusion music. I came across this album from Zakir Hussain entitled Making Music. It's a great album, has a great list of musicians on it. Zakir Hussain, of course, the great tabla player, along with Hari Prasad Chareza on wooden flute, John McLaughlin on guitar, and Jan Garbarek on saxophone. And we're going to hear an extended track, the title track from the album, Making Music. That'll do it for today's show. Thank you all for listening. My name's Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, here on WWUH. I'll be back next week. Thanks again for listening.
Mm-hmm.